Welcome to the Athletes in Action podcast.
We are a sports ministry serving athletes at the University of Missouri.
Join us weekly for conversations about faith and sport.
His life speaks way louder than his words does. He genuinely loves Jesus and loves people. And I'm thankful for you, bro. Seriously, you're a blessing to me and a friend of mine, so I'm thankful. You also stole my strategy tonight. Here's my strategy. I don't know if any of you will like my talk. Okay. Same thing for you. You didn't know if anybody liked your talk, so you invited one person who you knew would like your talk. You invited your mom, right? Yes. That was my strategy. Dang. I didn't mean to one up you, but I invited my grandma and my grandpa. Because I know two people saying, and my wife was supposed to be here, but she must not want. I don't know. And my daughter. Yeah, I don't know, man. So I bought my grandma. So anyways, if none of you like it, I know grandma will like it. And Papa, you might like it. So we'll see. But if you haven't, go give my grandma a hug. Jesus said he gives rest for our souls. And I think my grandma's hugs can do the same thing for you. But she will hold on a little extra long. So don't be alarmed by when you pull away and you're still hugging her. Okay, just stay in it. You'll get through, I promise. You know it? Yeah, some of you have already experienced it. You're like, dang, that was the longest hug of my life.
Handshake.
Don't do that. That's a mistake. Anyways, have you guys ever added something to your life, just like something really small, and it like changed everything? Like just something really small? I did this, and this might sound a little bit dramatic, but a couple weeks ago I added something to my life, and it changed everything. Like everything. And it's crazy. So it was just one purchase. Why are you already laughing? This is serious. I went to Hy-Vee, and I saw this 99-cent little scruffy ball. It's called a loofah. Has anybody heard of a loofah? I honestly don't think I was ever clean before I used it. It changed my life. Like, one small thing, like just the loofah. Kayla's not here, so I can say whatever I want. She can't keep her hands off of me now that I've had the loofah. It's crazy. It's wild. I'm saying, if you don't have a loofah, get a loofah. I'm going to be a loofah evangelist now. Seriously, you can go get you a loofah. It's amazing. But I think the same thing is true in sport, right? You guys ever just like change something really small or add something to your game, and it changes kind of everything. Sarah, I see you nodding right there. You probably added just something a little bit tiny to your stroke, and all of a sudden you're like a lot faster. I remember adding a step back to my game. Like I'd seen it, but then when I really started to practice it, I added a step back, and I realized now I don't have to go into the paint. I can just keep stepping back, and it changed everything. It was awesome, okay? But same thing for runners, right? We've all experienced on the runners. I've talked to Kason and Kieran where you just change something kind of small, but it has huge effects. So that's what I want to talk about tonight. I don't think it's a small thing that I want to change, but I think what we are talking about tonight is something that maybe we look over that has serious power to transform everything about you, and it's the Holy Spirit. And I think Francis Chan calls it the forgotten God. Okay, so we all are really familiar with God the Father, right? It's like the most said prayer in history. Our Father who art in heaven, people say in the locker rooms, they don't even believe in God, we're just saying it, right? Our Father, we're very aware of God the Father. We're very aware of God the Son, Jesus. Jesus came, he died for my sins, right? We all know him. But then there's this kind of weird, mysterious third part of the Trinity that we're kind of like, who is the Holy Spirit? It's kind of weird. And we're kind of, so rather than kind of looking into it, we just kind of avoid the Holy Spirit, right? We just kind of say, I'm not going to mess with that. So I want to talk about the Holy Spirit tonight, and I want to do it in a way that I think my whole goal for tonight is this: you would come away. I'm not gonna give you the whole buffet of the Holy Spirit, but I just want to give you a little taste so that you can kind of come away and you think, I want more of that. That's my whole goal for the night, is that you come away saying, I need more of the Holy Spirit in my life. And basically, let me just quite simply, the Holy Spirit is, Christianity in general is different from every other religion in that every other religion is man trying to come up to God. It's us trying to earn our way to God. And Christianity is totally different because God comes to us, right? In the person of Jesus. So very simply, Jesus lived the life that we were supposed to live, right? With all our junk and all our sin, Jesus comes and he just hits the bullseye. He gets it right every time. Baseball analogy, hits 1,000, right? He just gets it right all the time. Lives the life we were supposed to live. Then he dies the death that we were supposed to die. The wages of sin is death. So the price that we have to pay for our sin and our junk and our error and our wrong is death, and Jesus died the death that we were supposed to die. But not only that, what's crazy is then he ascends into heaven, and then he sends his Spirit. He says, I got a gift for you. After he already died for us, he says, I got a gift for you. And he actually sends his own Spirit, his life, his energy, to live inside of us, to empower us to actually live like Jesus, to be with Jesus, and then to actually do the things that Jesus did. It's an amazing thing, the Holy Spirit. So I want to talk about three questions that I think you're probably asking in life, that I'm going to tell you the answer right away, okay? the answer to all three of the questions is you need the Holy Spirit. Okay, but I'm going to ask the questions. So you already know the answer. All the questions, you already know them. And it's not Jesus for once. Okay, it's not the Christian answer of Jesus. It's going to be the Holy Spirit. Okay, so first one. Let's go to Galatians chapter 5. If you have the little blue Bibles, it's going to be way in the back of the book. You don't have to go there. It's going to be up on the screen. If you want to go to your phone and look at it so you can highlight it on your Bible app, this is a good one. Have you guys ever heard of this verse?
Yes.
Yeah, probably, right? Fruit of the Spirit, right? We've all heard it. If you have any kind of Christian decoration in your house, or even if you've ever been to Hobby Lobby, honestly, you've seen this verse, right? So I think that we all have this gap in our life. We have this kind of thing that this is who I am, and there's this kind of version of me that I want to be, and there's this gap between the two. Or if I'm gonna speak scripturally, there's this gap between who we are and who God wants us to be, or who we are and who Jesus is. And I think this verse kind of identifies who Jesus is, or the marks of what it should be to be a Christian or a Jesus follower. And when I look at this verse, I'm just gonna read it really quick. It says this, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Like, isn't this what everybody wants? Like, who out there isn't looking for happiness or joy? That's why we do everything. We just want to be happy. And in an age of anxiety that's through the roof, everybody wants peace, right? Everybody wants it, okay? But let's look at the verse, because this was kind of mind-shattering to me, because for most of my life, I just looked at this thinking, this is a to-do list. And religion will tell you, this is a to-do list. This is what you need to do. Cam, you need to be more loving. You need to have more joy. Definitely, definitely, definitely have more self-control, right? That's the big one that we're going to really emphasize, okay? But what does the verse say? But the fruit of the what?
Spirit.
The fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is these things. So what actually happens is the Holy Spirit is what produces the love in you, is what produces joy in you. So you don't go try really hard to be loving. It's something that the Holy Spirit of God now does inside of you, and now it overflows out of you. So in order to bridge the gap from who you are to who you want to be, we need the Holy Spirit, okay? That's just a taste right there, okay? I wish I could sit there forever and talk about fruit of the Spirit. There's practical things, but I'm just saying right there, you need the Holy Spirit, okay? Two, second question, what's my purpose? What am I here for? What did God make me to do? I've heard it said that your purpose is finding the gifts that God has given you and aligning them with something that the world needs. So finding the gifts that God has given you and aligning them with something that the world needs, okay? And what's crazy is in Scripture, and you can go to the next slide, there's all these things that it calls the gifts of the Spirit. You can look in Romans 12, 6 through 8, 1 Corinthians 12, Ephesians 4, and then 1 Peter 4. And they're kind of all throughout the Scriptures, but these are kind of the primary passages. You can just look up there for a second. Because some of these you're like, dang, that's kind of crazy. And some of them you look at them and you're like, dang, I didn't even know it was a spiritual gift. But it's the gifts of the Spirit, right? So it's actually something that the Holy Spirit, so once you start to believe in Jesus, once he sends his Spirit inside of you, and you walk now with the Holy Spirit, he actually gives you things that you could not do before you were in Christ. Mm-hmm. He gives you the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit gives you gifts. So now you can do things that you actually couldn't do. And my favorite, even when you look at this phrase, gifts of the Spirit in the Greek, it's this word, pneumaticos, okay, which really just means things the Spirit does. Things the what does?
Spirit.
Things the Holy Spirit does through you is these things. And then so our purpose is learning to, what gifts has the Holy Spirit given me? I'd encourage you, look up those passages. We can throw them on at the end. Okay? What gifts has the Holy Spirit given me? And how can I align that with something the world needs? So to find your purpose, what do you need? You need the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit to show you your gifts. I have gifts that you don't have. We all have different gifts that you have gifts that I don't have. And we need each other to actually operate. There's nothing more exciting to me than seeing people operate out of the gifts that the Holy Spirit has given them. Third one. I got a really crazy thing up here. Put this fact up here. Now, you guys have never seen this. God loves you. That's crazy, right? Anybody ever heard that? You guys have heard it? I thought it was going to be mind-shattering, bro. Dang. Yeah, who has not heard that God loves them? Right? Everybody, right? Everybody's at least heard it. If we're in the room, if you haven't, God loves you. That's awesome, okay? It is. It's one of the craziest things that our religion is. God loves us. That's awesome. But is God's love for you the deepest reality of who you are? For most of us, it's not. For all of us, basically. I'm up here right now hoping that you guys like me, because God's love for me isn't enough for me. I'm sitting here hoping, man, I really hope that they actually liked my loofah joke and they didn't just courtesy laugh, right? Like, I'm really thinking that, okay? But in essence, what that's saying is that God's love for me isn't enough for me. Because God's love is a theory, it's not this reality. It's something that I can know in my head, but I don't feel it in my heart. You know what I'm saying? You guys all know what I'm saying, right? Like, you think about it. I can't just will myself into thinking God loves me. Let's look at this verse. One of my favorite verses in the whole scriptures. Romans 5, verse 5 says this. Hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured into our hearts. How? Through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us as a gift. You don't earn the Holy Spirit. It's given to us. God's love is moved from a theory, something I just think about, to a heartfelt reality by the power of the Holy Spirit. In order for the gospel to actually be good news to us, we need the Holy Spirit. So in order for you to move from who you are to who you want to be, you need the Holy Spirit. In order for you to find your purpose, you need the Holy Spirit. And in order for the gospel, the good news, what our entire faith is built on, God's love for us that's unconditional and ever faithful, for that to be real to us, we need the Holy Spirit. I want to leave you there. Let's talk at our tables for a minute. And then I'll come back and close us. I want to close with just a quick thought, okay? There's this verse in Ephesians 5 that says to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And this word filled, it means to continually be filled. It's not like a one-time filling, but it says to continue to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So what that says to me is if I can be filled with something, that means I can get more of it, that I don't have all of it right now, that I can get more of the Holy Spirit. I continue to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I wish I could just sit here and give you the whole buffet of all these different ways that we could walk by the Spirit and keep in step with the Spirit. And I think there's a lot of practical things that go into it. But I want to read one passage. It's probably one of my favorite, one of the most transforming passages in my whole life that I've read. It's Luke chapter 11, and you can just keep it. You can just look up on the screen. There it is. It says this, Luke chapter 11, verse 10. It says, "For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, it will be open. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask?" That passage is so crazy to me because he's saying, hey, you who are evil dads, like the bad dads, you know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will your Father in heaven give? And he doesn't, it's crazy. In Matthew, he says gifts, but here it says what? The greatest gift he thinks he can give you is what? The Holy Spirit. And what's crazy is he's just saying, all you have to do is ask. And if there's one prayer that you know God is just longing to answer, it's, can I have more of your Spirit? He's waiting to give it to you. And I had a deep sense just when I was praying earlier that there's just people in here that just need to say yes. Like you, it's not as much about your effort as it is just saying yes. I'm just surrendering and saying, God, yes, I'm opening the door. Come on in. Holy Spirit, come on in. Because there's a certain sense of fear that the Holy Spirit is going to come in. It's going to change things. It's going to reorient my life. And even that Ephesians 5 passage says, don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. As if to say, you need to be, just like drunkenness can control our mind and change things. It's saying, you need to allow the Holy Spirit to control you. And it's not an effort thing. It's just saying yes. So I have a deep sense that there's people in here who just need to say yes to God, yes to the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to pray, and I'm just going to give you a quick opportunity to respond. Nothing crazy. But let's pray. God, we love you, and we thank you that you lived the life that we were supposed to live, and you died the death that we were supposed to die, and then you had a gift for us, and it was your own life and your own Spirit and your own energy to live inside of us. We love you, Holy Spirit, and we welcome you. I just have a sense that there's people in here who just need to say yes, and they're feeling it in their heart, but they just need to shoot their hand up. So if that's you, I'm just going to, if it's just to say yes to God and yes to more, on the count of three, would you just shoot your hands straight up. All the eyes are closed and the head's down. One, God loves you. Two, you'll never be the same. Three, if you just want to shoot your hand up really quick to say, yes, God, I want more of you. I want more of your Spirit. God, I pray for every hand that's in the room right now. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Father, you long to give us more of your Spirit. You long to do it. So we just ask in your name that you would do it. And you say, you who ask, it will be given to you, and you who seek, you'll find it, and the door will be open to you. So God, we just pray these things in the name of Jesus, and we say thank you, God. And come, Holy Spirit, continue to change us. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Thanks, guys.